This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Rooted in Love. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today comes from Jeremiah 29, verses 4 through 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce, take wives and have sons and daughters, take wives for your sons, and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there, and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord.
When my family and I first moved into our church's parsonage, we had to get over the sense that this house wasn't our house. A church member urged us to hang pictures. A year later, we started to plant a garden. 10 years later, the house feels different to us. Pictures on the walls and flowers in the garden are two signs that this house has become our home. One of the most difficult commands God ever gave is found in Jeremiah 29. He transplanted his people from their beloved Jerusalem to hated Babylon. There, God said, build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce. He also said, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Being the people of God means being planted by God. Sometimes we feel alienated or threatened by the places and the people who are living where we have been planted. God invites us to make peace because He always plants us for a purpose. God's purpose is that when we devote ourselves to the peace and prosperity of our communities, we too will benefit. Like the exiles, we are assured. God plants us in love, love for us, and the world to which He sends us.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.